And as I said before, and this is such an important point, this is not a transcription of the Paganini original. It is an idiomatic adaptation of Paganini to the particular needs and uses of the keyboard. Now, we're going to take a little brief aside here because I cannot resist. The 24th Caprice by Paganini of the 24 is a very famous piece of music. And it's a piece of music that's been used by so many other composers that it begs to be heard by us and for some of the other composers' versions of the Paganini also to be heard. The 24th Caprice is a theme and variations movement, a little miniature movement unto itself, where a theme is stated, and then we hear successively variations of that theme. And I'm going to play you Paganini's theme, and then four of the variations. We won't hear the entire Caprice. But I want us to listen to it so that we recognize at least the variations process, number one. And number two, I want us to hear the melody so that we can recognize it when we hear Liszt's version of it, and so when we can recognize it when we hear Brahms's version of it, and then we'll listen to Rachmaninoff's version of it, and if we had time, we'd listen to Witold Lutoslawski's version of it. But anyway, it's a melody that lots of composers say, gosh, that's neat, I'm going to write variations on that too. So Paganini's Caprice number 24 has a great life after Paganini in the hands of other composers. So first, the Paganini version, the violinistic version, Caprice number 24, theme, and I'll play you four variations. Variation four. Now, let's listen to the Liszt etude after Paganini number six. He takes the same melody, yum ba 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 bum ba 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 bum ba 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 bum bum, takes the same melody and exposes it to his own process of variation, and we'll listen to three of Liszt's variations.